Veterans Update with Tom Heiser. All that coming up right here on...
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 13.
CBS News Brief. Hunter Biden and his stepmother, First Lady Jill Biden, have arrived at court in Delaware for the start of his federal gun case. CBS's Erica Brown from Wilmington.
Prosecutors say that he made false statements on a federal form about his drug use. And this trial comes after a plea agreement unraveled in federal court last year. Now, if convicted, Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison.
Mexican voters have made history electing Claudia Sheinbaum as their next leader. Her follower and policy advisor Ramon de la Fuente.
We're going to have a female president being an essential part of the most dynamic and one of the most powerful markets in the world.
In Atlanta, repairs continue on several water mains that broke Friday, leaving city businesses and homes high and dry. Ian Groves isn't taking any chances.
We got a couple big pots on the stove, just boiling it, cooling it. Can't trust the city water right now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on Locally Grown Radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore tells WISN-TV's Up Front the jury got it right.
You and I talked before the verdict was rendered, and I told you then that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system. It's the only thing I know as an American.
Republican Brian Stiles says he's disappointed, but he thinks the convictions will be overturned on appeal. Meanwhile, Trump's son, Donald Jr., will campaign for Republican U.S. House candidate Tony Weed in the Green Bay area tomorrow night. That's according to a release from Weed's campaign. The former president is endorsing Weed in a three-way Republican primary against Roger Roth and Andre Jacques. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The price of gas fell over 9 cents per gallon during the last week. The average gas price across the state today is $3.32 per gallon, though the cheapest gas is only $2.94, and that's in Nacoosa. Gas prices are 2.4 cents lower than a month ago and almost 12 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said prices should continue to fall as we head toward the 4th of July. DeHaan said prices should continue to go down, but we'll need to keep our eyes on the hurricane season. Gas prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.94 to $3.14. The Pioneer Festival at Historic Point Boss is coming up this weekend, June 8th from 10 to 5 and June 9th from 10 to 4. You can immerse yourself in history as you participate in activities, watch expert craftsmen, and savor delicious period foods. They'll have Civil War presentations this year, including firing off a cannon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly cloudy. Our high 75, the wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms late. 64 tomorrow, showers, thunderstorms, high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to have some fun this hour. Got some entertainment news for you a little bit later. We're going to be joined by Tom Heiser with our monthly veterans update. Looking forward to that. But it's a Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means.
Tell me something good.
Hello and welcome to The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, our award-winning kitchen show within a show where the boys here get points and they matter.
Whoa, wait a minute. What? I thought the points didn't matter.
I have more than you.
Wait. Didn't we do this already? You said it was a joke and I didn't need to worry about the points.
Well, I may have fibbed a bit.
How is it possible you have more points than me? She doesn't even like you. How does these points work? How can I get more?
I don't know, brother. I don't know. I just get random notifications saying that I'm ahead in points.
I'm not sending you any notifications.
Where are they coming? coming from then? What is going on?
Well, that's a mystery for another day. We've wasted enough time. Let's get to the show. Today, we're going to talk about grilling.
But I want to... Did you say grilling? Okay, all right. If you were going to distract me with something, that's a good choice. I love grilling food. Charcoal or gas, burgers or hot dogs. If you grill it, I will eat it.
I'm going to hold you to that later. But for now, let's talk about grilling tips for beginners. It's the start of the grilling season, but maybe some of us haven't grilled before. Perhaps you've only ever watched from the sidelines. Maybe you're a pro, but you've forgotten some of these tips.
It never hurts to have a refresher.
Ha! I don't know if there's anything you could tell me about grilling I don't already know. Wait, now that I've said it out loud, that sounds pretty boastful. Why are my thoughts appearing on the script again? Ah, this is crazy. This is literally what I would be saying, and it's right here. All right, fine. I'll keep an open mind and listen to your tips. I'm sure I can learn something today. I usually do this in the segment. Okay.
The tools you'll need, according to feelgoodfoodie.net, include grilling tongs and turner set, stainless steel grill basket, barbecue metal skewers, a meat thermometer, a basting brush, grill prep and serve trays, a fish turner, and a grill press.
A grill press? Is my grill working out now? Is it benching?
Well, you could work out with it, I guess. A cast iron grill press weighs over 2 pounds.
Ooh.
That's a long list of tools. Do I really need all of them?
Of course not. Especially if you're not grilling fish. You'll have no need for a fish turner, and honestly, a good old-fashioned stainless steel spatula would work just fine. A solid one, which also double as a grill press for your burgers.
All right, so I need a grill and a spatula. What's next?
Preheat your grill. This step is critical for several reasons. It will keep your food cooked evenly, sear your meats instead of steaming them, and help prevent food from sticking.
Now, after your grill is preheated, you should clean your grates. That is, unless you cleaned it after your last grilling session, right? A good grill brush with a scraper or wire bristles works great for this.
That was in the tool list, though.
But don't you already have one?
Of course I do.
All right, then. Once your grills are clean, you can wipe them down with some oil, and you're ready to add the food.
I'm adding oil to fire. That sounds like an opportunity to get my eyebrows shortened.
You don't use an excessive amount of oil, James. You just put a little on a folded paper towel and use the tongs to lightly oil the grates.
Another thing not on your tools list, if I'm just nitpicking.
Tongs were on the list.
Paper towels weren't.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Can we stop being pedantic and stay on track here?
So your grill is preheated, oiled, and ready for food. You want to have your other tools nearby so they're handy while you're grilling. A meat thermometer is one of those essential tools you'll want to have so you know when your meat is done.
Pedantic. I'm sorry. I'm looking up pedantic. Nah, I can't tell. I can't tell by feel. I can't.
Oh, sure you can.
Actually, I can, and I even have a source. McCormick.com says you can use your hand to tell the doneness of meat. Hold up your hand. See the fleshy part at the base of your thumb? Mm-hmm. Not the web, the part between your thumb and your wrist. If the meat feels like that, it's raw. Now hold your thumb to your index finger and press on the fleshy part again. That's what rare feels like. Your middle finger to thumb is medium rare. Your ring finger to thumb is medium. And pinky to thumb is well done. So go ahead and try that one more time, everybody. Ooh. That's a great way to...
That's actually really cool.
So cool. I cannot wait to tell my dad this one. He's going to flip out over that.
Man. Yeah.
That is a really cool
way
to do that.
I wish we were on video now. That'd be great.
Shut up. Well, because I had to actually look up a video to try it because I was pressing on the web.
Oh, yeah.
My index finger. And it's like, no, that's not right.
Got these big, goofy hands, and I was doing the same thing, Melissa. Yeah.
All right. Well, that might work for a high-quality steak, but I want a meat thermometer for things like chicken, pork, or wild game.
Yes. No sense getting brain worms from undercooked bear meat.
For those who don't know what Seth is referring to, a family in South Dakota were infected with parasitic roundworms after eating undercooked bear meat at a family reunion. They were fooled by the dark color of the meat and didn't check it before serving. 6 people became sick and 3 or 4 were hospitalized.
Yikes. Damn. The kicker in the story is that the meat was frozen for 45 days before they cooked and ate it. That should have killed any parasites, but it didn't. When they finally tested the rest of the meat, it had been frozen for 110 days and the roundworm larvae were still alive.
Whoa.
And this is why I will always cook my bear meat and any other wild game to an internal temperature of at least 165 degrees for at least 3 minutes. You know, I might even go to 170 just to be safe.
Yeah. Better safe than brainworm, I always say.
That old phrase.
Yeah. I always do say that, by the way. I say that all the time.
Well, bear meat is like purple. Yeah. So ooh, how really? Could you tell from the color? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So what you're telling me is this family, they do a get together. Let's have bear meat. Anyone know how to cook bear meat?
Right.
Apparently not.
They made it as kebabs. So it was bear meat and vegetables on kebabs. And when they took it off the grill and started eating it, they realized it was raw and put it back on.
Too late.
But even the people who just ate the vegetables because there was cross-contamination, they were some of them that
got sick too.
Were infected,
were
ones who just ate the vegetables.
I love the idea of trying different meats. I've always wanted to try ostrich around here, some of those and everything, but I will never prepare it myself. I would never have. I've heard too many stories like this, and I'm not even a country kid, and I've heard enough stories of people like, not just with even squirrels and some meats, like cooking them up and not cooking them properly or whatever, it being infected with something. I let pros take care of that.
It's
the only time I back away from the grill. The only time I back away. I'll let a pro do this one.
Or maybe just keep a meat thermometer in your back pocket.
Seems like a good one, too.
So now let's talk about the difference between direct and indirect heat.
I know this one. Direct heat is directly over the fire. Indirect heat is on the side of the heat source. Easy peasy.
That's right. You want to put quick cooking foods. Too self-satisfied. We'll want to put quick cooking foods like burgers and vegetables over direct heat. Indirect heat is a great option for slower cooking cuts like a roast.
Now, before we get to the actual cooking, you want to make sure you prep everything. Preparation is key.
I agree, but I thought we already prepped.
Well, we prep the tools. You also need to prep the food, James.
What's the prep? You just throw the burger on it. A little bacon on the side, add some cheese after you flip it. Bam, you're done.
What about the veggies? What about the marinated chicken? Not everyone wants a bacon double cheeseburger every time they grill, James.
Then they're wrong. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You can grill other things if you want. Anything tastes better on the grill, even vegetables.
If your recipe calls for a marinade, you want to plan ahead so you can leave the protein in the marinade long enough. You'll also want to let meat come to room temperature before you put it on the grill. Aha. Usually about a half hour on the counter is long enough. This allows for even cooking and will result in tender and juicy meat.
It's important to season well, and this doesn't just mean adding salt. Using a variety of herbs and spices really helps bring out the flavors in your food.
Here's the important tips from Feel Good Foodie for the actual grilling process. Don't flip too often. Resist the urge to flip your meat too often. Flipping once or twice is usually enough to ensure even cooking. If you try to lift the meat before it's ready, it will stick to the grates. Let the meat develop a crust before you try to move it.
Keep the lid closed. Keeping the lid closed while grilling helps to trap the heat and smoke, which adds flavor and helps to cook the food more evenly. Only open the lid when you need to flip or move the food.
Now, baste or brush with sauce. If you're adding sauce or extra marinade to the meat, don't add it too early as the sugars can burn. If you're adding a sauce with sugar, wait until closer to the end of cooking.
Move food around. If you notice that one area of your grill is hotter than another, move your food around to ensure even cooking. Know which part of your grill is direct and indirect heat.
And use a meat thermometer, James, when checking if your meat is done. Don't keep stabbing at it with a fork or prongs. This causes the juices to escape, leaving you with less flavorful and juicy piece of meat.
It's also important to follow basic safety guidelines when grilling. Keep a fire extinguisher nearby. Use long-handed utensils to prevent burns and keep children and pets away from the grill.
You also want to make sure that the grill is on a stable surface away from flammable materials and overhanging structures.
Now, after you've removed your meat from the grill, you want to let it rest for at least 5 to 10 minutes before serving. Cover it loosely with foil and be patient. It will continue to cook for a bit after you take it off the heat, so you'll want to remove it slightly before the right temperature is reached. And there's plenty of online guides with timing charts and things that you can look up to use for that.
I agree with that mostly. There's one exception that I would put on here for brats.
Yeah.
After you grill the brats, put them into a beer bath. Because that only adds flavor. It also keeps them warm, too, if it's a warmed-up beer.
Like in a crock pot or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
When it comes to salmon, if you're not using a little wooden thing that mm-hmm. usually cook salmon on or something like that, that's a great thing to put it on afterwards. Oh. It keeps the salmon like the freshness there somehow or something.
Good tip. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've
Melissa.
Never grilled salmon. I've only broiled it in the oven.
Ooh, actually, I haven't done that. I've only grilled it. Oh, that's interesting.
It's really easy to broil in the oven.
I have to try.
Yeah, so we're not talking about broiling.
Salmon is so good.
I'm with you. Salmon's great.
Let's talk recipes.
Bacon double cheeseburgers.
I'm pretty sure everybody knows how to make a good.
So what you need is.
We're going to talk about something a little different. Like, how about sweet potato turkey burgers?
I'm intrigued. I heard burger.
Okay. Sweet potato and turkey together, both. Yeah, sounds good to me. Okay. So,
all right.
Yeah.
I actually really want to try these. The recipe is simple. It's from Joyfully Mad Kitchen, which is also the greatest name for a
website. Yeah, that is great. That is awesome.
It calls for 1 pound of ground turkey, 1 cooked sweet potato, 1 tablespoon of minced garlic, 1 handful of spinach chopped, and 1 teaspoon each of salt and pepper. Mix all the ingredients together and form 6 patties. You grill them for about 3 to 4 minutes on each side, and you can add a slice of Munster cheese during the last minute if you want, and then serve them on onion buns.
Oh my gosh. That sounds delightful. Phenomenal?
I'd try that. I would definitely try that.
Yeah. The ground or the sweet potato is what helps hold it all together. Mm-hmm. You usually use like an egg or something in a burger, but it adds moisture and it holds it all together. It sounds delicious.
I have made many a turkey burger over the years. Now, this sounds really good. Yeah. They tend to dry out if you're not careful. Mm-hmm. So, all right. How about this? How about grilled prosciutto wrapped asparagus to go with those burgers? There's a lot of cheese in these.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, prosciutto isn't cheese, but the Munster in the other one. Anyway, they are so easy and simply delicious. Just cut off the bottom stocky part of the asparagus after washing. Wrap each stalk in a half to full piece of prosciutto. Drizzle with olive oil and grind fresh pepper over the bunch. Grill for about 6 minutes on each side. I really wish I liked asparagus because this sounds awesome. I really wish I liked asparagus. Yeah.
Well, maybe you need to try it this way.
Maybe it will. I do like prosciutto, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. And grilled asparagus is really good.
I've tried it, and it drives me crazy.
That. I said that.
Yes,
I
just that's true. Grilled asparagus. He said a vegetable was good. Yeah.
You would eat this, okay?
Yeah, I would try this one. Okay, I got one that I not only can get behind, but I think all y'all will be able to.
All right.
Grilled peaches with chocolate balsamic drizzle.
Oof.
Have your peaches and take the pits out. Make a marinade with 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of honey, and 1 teaspoon of balsamic vinegar. Whisk that together and pour it over the peach halves in a bowl. Once your grill is preheated, use tongs to place the peach halves cut side down on the grill grates. Keep the bowl with the marinade in it. Turn the peaches after having about 3 or 4 minutes on the grill, the other side, for another 3 or 4 minutes. After you take the peaches off the grill, you'll add the drizzle. Melt once with dark chocolate and mix it into the bowl of remaining marinade. Drizzle this over the grilled peaches. You can sprinkle the top with nuts and a little salt if you desire.
Wow.
That sounds so good.
Desserts on the grill. Never ever think about that. Oh, that's amazing.
Warm like ice cream and hot like desserts are amazing. Yes, I would try this now, like right now.
There are some people who don't like warm fruit. But I am not those people.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
And this balsamic vinegar is actually an amazing ingredient.
It is so. I think almost every kitchen should have it. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think it's a. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say this is actually something you put a little dollop of ice cream in the middle too.
Oh,
that little pit area of the peach half. Yeah. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Just a little bit. Well, I think it's time to wrap up this segment. Thank you for joining us today for another episode of The Kitchen's Open.
If you'd like to become a sponsor for the segment, please contact Pam at our front office.
The number is 715-424-1300. She'll put you in touch with Ashley to work out the specifics. That's 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
All right.
Another great. That's one of my favorites, Melissa. That was awesome. That was really, really good. I think you also might have picked up another WBA from that one. That's a really well done segment. Nicely done. Be listening every Monday for another episode of The Kitchen's Open, everybody. We'll be back with more fun. Our monthly veterans update with Tom Heiser coming up right here on WFHR's Morning Show.
Tell me something good.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks!
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasson Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
To everyone looking to make mealtime more special, our team member Joel is here to celebrate the Culver's fan favorite.
Our limited-time Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Two kinds of melty Wisconsin cheddar cheese, fresh beef, or thick-cut bacon, all served on a soft pretzel roll. This pub burger has Wisconsin in every bite.
Stop by Culver's for a handcrafted favorite.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly cloudy. Our high 75, the wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms late. 64 tomorrow, showers, thunderstorms, high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I have your host, James, here. We're joined by Melissa and Seth. And right now in studio, we have with us Tom Heiser, who joins us every month at the beginning of the month for our monthly veterans update. Tom, always good to see you.
Well, good morning. Nice to see you guys, too, this morning.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Melissa, just so you know, Tom does have his headphones on so he can hear you. Yes. That's important to me, in part because you two were at a wonderful celebration last week, the Quilts of Valor presentation mm-hmm. that took place. I just wanted to hear from you, Tom, how you felt that went.
That was fantastic, to say the least. What was really interesting is the ladies there, there were a couple of nuns that got Quilts of Valor. And there was one nun that was in the crowd, and I watched, and she was saluting. Well, she was an ex-Marine.
Whoa. Wow.
And, I mean, just
man.
The people that were there.
Amazing.
Just incredible.
You know, you go to the grocery store, you go to the big box stores, there's these heroes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you don't, you know, they don't.
Isn't that something? We can never normalize that in our society, that exists. I think that's a really cool note to mention there, Tom. And really appreciate you both being there at that event, not only so that we could, as a community, celebrate this event, those that weren't able to be there, but give some respect to these individuals that need it and deserve it so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The list of their service records was just so incredible to hear.
Yeah, can't imagine. Can't imagine. And again, a big thank you to everybody involved with that event. And we've got some other great events coming up, Tom. Let's go ahead and dive into the month of June.
Well, June is a little bit slower than May was. Mm-hmm. You know, we were quite busy. But this morning, they're having their Bet Back Wrestle Rick races. Thursday, the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Mm-hmm. Now, that's major in our history and history of the world, really. Mm-hmm. And then on the 8th, we have a Vietnam Veterans Brat Fry over at West Grand IGA. And on Tuesday, June 11th, Elks Club Flag Day ceremony at the Elks Lodge. Mm-hmm. That is open to the public. Mm. That is Flag Day. And the Elks Lodge do a fantastic job with that that program. I mean, they do the history of the flag.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that goes back. That is really something to attend. Mm-hmm. And something new. This is for your Stevens Point listeners. Mm. We have on Tuesday, June 11th, it's called Morning Joe and Doe.
So I saw that name. I was like, that is so clever.
It's a great name. Great name.
It is. I just looked at it and go, boy, somebody really nailed that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's at the Stevens Point Elks Lodge over there. So people, veterans from Stevens Point, you got a place to go for coffee and dough.
Yes.
I love it.
It's great. That's really good. We got something like that around here too, Tom.
Yes, we do. And we have on June 12th, actually the next day, Wednesday, is the Heroes Cafe at Crossview Church. Starts at 7:30. And like Bill Hack used to tell us, the later you get there, the more you got to catch up.
That's good.
So be there early and get in on good times.
And that's
what time do they start?
It starts technically at 7:30.
Okay.
But you have people that okay.
Get there a little earlier.
Start.
Yeah.
Get early start.
Early risers.
Yeah. And that's the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. Keep that in mind, everybody.
Exactly. And then on Wednesday the 12th, we have the American Legion Post has their monthly meeting. And on Thursday the 13th, the Vietnam Veterans have their monthly meeting. And also on that same night is Rudolph American Legion. They have their monthly meeting. So everybody's busy again. Mm. And on Saturday, June 15th, the Allied Veterans Brat Fry at West Grand IGA. What the Allied Veterans do is that's the organization where you have members from each veterans group that get together so you can plan out. So what are you doing this weekend? What are you doing that weekend? So we don't overlap each other.
That's really smart.
That's good. Yeah.
And they've been around a long time.
Not surprising that would come from soldiers. That would come, you know, I mean,
And then we have Rendezvous in the Park over at Riverside Park in Nakusa on Wednesday the 19th. Vietnam or VFW is over there selling the food. And then on the 20th, we have our monthly meeting for veteran VFW. And then on Friday, June 21st, we're getting up with you, James, in the morning. We have the Dairy Berry Breakfast over at Lincoln High School starting at 6.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we've got to be there prior to that.
Get ready,
Yes. So it's early to rise for that one, and that's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's such a great event. I was just talking with Terry about it last week. We miss being at that event. That's one of those ones, if not this year, next year, we got to get to that event. We got to be there, a part of that.
And what's so interesting is you see the people that are up at that time of the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just us.
It's not at all. It's comforting.
And on June 24th is a Swing Against Cancer out at the Ridges. Our VFW presents the colors at the beginning of the event, and that's really neat. Because once we're done, I mean, they jump into carts and it's away they go.
Yeah.
And on the 26th is the Heroes Cafe again, and like you mentioned, James, the second and fourth Wednesday. And also at that one, they're having a Veterans Benefit Expo. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't come to the Heroes Cafe, and that expo starts at 9, you can come in and find out what you qualify for, what is available to you. And if you are having issues, we have the Veterans Service Officer there. Deal one-on-one with that. It's a heck of a program.
It really is. I appreciate so much that you put this on there too, Tom, and that we can note this and make sure that we can get this information out there to any veterans that might not know it. Our good friend Rock Larson joins us at least once a month or so, or every other month, especially when new information comes out for veterans. And it's important to reach out to guys like Rock, to Tom, to anybody really at the VFW that knows this stuff. And if they don't know, we'll find out with them. These are your benefits. You've earned this. Mm-hmm. You deserve this, everybody. To our veterans out there.
Right. And something else you should remember, spouses.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
You know, if you've lost your husband or your wife, there are benefits available. So this is also open for spouses, because sometimes the veteran is a little held back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
My uncle Tim, in recent years, has been struggling with some Agent Orange that he dealt with, and there was some for many years there was not a lot of help for that. That has changed in recent years for that. One of the things that they didn't know, though, when they were finding this out, was that how it can benefit Mayan Sherry, his wife. So it's a great note to mention there, Tom. Things like this, that sometimes there can be other benefit, or sometimes it affects the spouse as well, and such.
Right, because you know they're in the house together. And if somebody's having a PTSD issue or something, maybe the wife can come to this and find out some avenues that could be available. Yep. And the bad thing about Agent Orange, since they're interesting, is studies have shown that that can be affected seven generations down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I can't think of how many greats that would be. Grandchildren,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's another good note, and all these all great information, Tom. Thank you so much for this and joining us and putting up with our conversation, our questions, and all that. Tom, if people have some follow up questions or want to contact the VFW, is there a phone number they can reach?
Yes, just call 715-600-0401, and one of our members does monitor that. Okay. So he does get back to people when they call. And please, you know, give him a call if you got a question. And come on and join us. I mean, you don't have to do everything that we do. Mm-hmm. But participate, and you're going to learn something. We're seeing new members come in and say, gee, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. Reach out.
It's great to have such a wonderful support system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Tom. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk again real soon, okay?
Right. And we appreciate what WFHR and WIRI does, helping from us to promote this stuff, because we're seeing more people show up.
Yeah. It's the least we can do. Yeah,
it's our honor to do that. Yeah. It's our job to do that, and it's also a lot of fun hanging out with you, Tom. We love having you on. So appreciate the time.
It's more fun off air.
It sure is.
Don't tell people that.
Yeah. We're gonna get to that actually. Right now, we'll be back with more fun here on the morning show. But again, be listening every month at the beginning of the month for a monthly veterans update from our good friend Tom Heiser. We'll be back with more after our news break on the morning show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions could drive voters further into their partisan tribes this year. Bob Moline is a civic engagement organizer from the Hudson area.
Learn more about what your conversation partner is thinking. Show that respect. Make them feel heard. Don't give up a thing in your beliefs, but listen to them. That is my real advice.
Moline is with Grassroots Organizing, Western Wisconsin. This week is Wisconsin Bike Week. The theme is Bikes Mean Business. Organizers are encouraging people to support local bike shops and other businesses that provide bike accessibility, amenities, and discounts. I'm Terry Bell. This is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Chip sealing starts today in Wood County. The Wood County Highway Department will be chip sealing roads over the next 2 weeks, Monday through Thursday. County Highway D in the town of Cranmore all the way up to where it hits Highway 73. This includes the towns of Hanson, Seneca, and Siegel. They'll also be working on two sections of County Highway B in the towns of Rock and Cary. The sections connect Highway 10 to Highway 73. During the chip sealing process, these roads will be closed to traffic and local access will be limited. The work will leave loose rock on these roads for an extended period of time. The project should be completed by June 13th. Teens can volunteer on Tuesdays at McMillan Library. From 4 to 6, you can help in the community garden. If it's raining or cold, you can spend the time crafting in the library for the community. You can sign up on the library website, mcmillanlibrary.org. Under the Events tab, choose Library Events to get to the calendar. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers frustrate the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers swept the White Sox over the weekend with a 6-3 win Sunday. A key play came in the top of the eighth. Christian Yelich catches a fly to left, then threw out Chicago's Tommy Pham at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Jones skies one to left. Yelich coming in. Pham at third. He's going to test him. Here's the throw. Yelich on a hop. Double play to end the inning. Tommy Pham is upset. set. Yelich cuts him down.
Pham was livid after the game in the visitors' clubhouse.
And I actually wasn't even close. Third base coach sends you, you got to go. You know, I hear the tough guy with all the hoorah shit. There's a reason why, you know, I do all kinds of fighting because I'm prepared to fuck somebody up.
The White Sox have now lost 11 in a row. The Crew begins a six-game road trip tonight in Philadelphia. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly cloudy. Our high 75, the wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms late. 64 tomorrow, showers, thunderstorms, high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
We're going to have some fun and some entertainment news right now. A little bit later, though, we're going to get into some other fun topics with you. I've got some good ones lined up. I want to touch on, will stores have the AI shopping carts? That's coming up a little bit later.
They do, they'll fail.
I really,
AI is just failing right now everywhere.
Left and right. Jeez. Left and right, AI. You're not scaring anybody. You're not scaring us. You are scaring us as actors, though. I will say that. Okay. And writers, actors and writers. We are definitely scared of you.
Yes.
A little bit. Jennifer Lopez has canceled her This Is Me live tour, claiming she needs to spend more time with her friend, her quote, children, family, and close friends. She added that she's completely heartsick and devastated. But it was absolutely necessary. There's plenty of talk about the, you know, if this means a divorce for her and Ben Affleck and all that. That's between them. I don't want to even talk about that.
Yeah, don't care. Don't care.
But I will talk about the fact that this is happening. And while the ticket sales for her show have been dismal. So the fact that she canceled the tour with that added on to it and everything has really... it just speaks to how hard this is. We've spent some time talking about Taylor Swift, Beyonce, some of these gigantic tours that are going on. Madonna continuing to just sell out huge stadiums and everything at her age. And it kind of just seems like, well, if they want to do it, then they're going to be able to do it and they can just keep going. But it's just an example of it doesn't always happen that way. And Jennifer, I don't think anybody's going to say that Jennifer Lopez isn't talented.
Oh, right.
And isn't good at what she does. And she has a good music library, a long fan base, but all of these things, you know, the ticket sales, all that, the price of these tickets, and it's going to keep coming back to that, everybody. Mm-hmm. That's not changing anytime soon. People want more bang for their buck. They want more. And if you, Jennifer Lopez is a good entertainer, but is she on the level of a Beyonce, a Taylor Swift, or something like that? Because if you're not, that people aren't shelling out the money.
And that's kind of where we're at right now, right? We talk a lot about the big stars, especially Taylor Swift. She gets so much press about this kind of stuff. But there's got to be a point where that, you're right, it reaches critical mass, and you're not going to be able, if you're not a big enough star, you cannot go on those prices. It just, you cannot do it. It's not going to work.
People aren't going
to
pay it.
Exactly. And maybe that's what we're starting to see a little bit. You know, I don't want to make it too big of a broad statement with one person, but maybe we will start seeing this.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's definitely a story we're going to be following as far as what the government and Ticketmaster and all these things that are going on. It's something that we'll be following. It seems like every month we're doing a story of some older person in the industry complaining about the industry, whether it is one of our favorite directors like a Martin Scorsese or something saying that, oh, these superhero movies are ruined film, blah, blah, blah. Didn't seem to hurt your movie, Marty. Killers of the Flower Moon seemed to do pretty good.
Pretty good. 3 hours, all 3 hours of it.
Have a lot of musicians doing this, too. Oh, the younger, they don't get this, or I don't understand this type of rap or what have you. So I love when this happens because it doesn't happen very often. Eminem's got a new track, Houdini, that samples a 1982 Steve Miller classic, Abracadabra. Okay. And Steve is jacked. Steve is very excited about
this. That's awesome.
In an Instagram post, he said, quote, "There aren't many artists who take the time to make the effort to stand up for themselves and credit and respect their influences at the same time. Marshall Mathers, you are an exception and on my short list of people who respect the art. To be included in your process feels good. While I'm still singing and playing the music I love, I'm honored."
How about that?
He's honored from him.
Yeah.
And Eminem came out right away and was like, "No, man, I grew up on your music. I love you. I like your stuff." The video was kind of fun and everything. It kind of a throwback for Eminem to his like early stuff and everything. It's really well done. Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre is in it. Shane Giles and Pete Davidson are all in there as well. It was a fun video. But what's the noteworthy thing to me about this is seeing artists respecting artists, artists helping artists, artists looking out for artists.
Wow.
That's the job. That's the job. Part of the job of a creative is, okay, I got here. Now here's the ladder. Come on up. And while you're here, I'm going to support you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Build up those around us.
One of the things that I learned about entertainment, I learned from my father, the athlete, and that that competitiveness at its best is when it brings out the best in us.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, competitiveness means nothing. Like it doesn't accomplish anything as far as trying to bring somebody else down or any of these things. It doesn't really accomplish the things that you're trying to. True competition is when you bring out the best in each other. That's true competition. That's true. And as far as into creatives, when it comes to what is competition, it's going out there and trying to create the greatest work there is. Mm-hmm. If you're a musician, if you're an actor or whatever, you want to do great work. But I don't think that that means that you all bash the other artists and other people that are working. You got something to say, go ahead and say it. But I think at the same time, why do you think your opinion matters? I don't care if you're Martin Scorsese or you're me. Like, if people like it, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let them like what they like.
Well, there's room for everybody.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, we don't have to be, like you say, we don't have to, you know, ghettoize things. You know, we can just say, hey, bring it all up there. Boy, have we come a long way from where hip-hop was at the beginning and sampling?
Yes.
Remember the legal? Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
There's especially looking at the 90s mixtape show that we do and everything. There's certain songs that are like, can we play this or not? Because of the sampling things that they used to be able to, you know.
They would be banned from the radio. Yeah.
That's an interesting thing to see. And it's to that note, just piggybacking off of that, it's incredible to see where hip hop has gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everything. That's incredible to me. I never thought that day would come. Where like an artist my dad loves and respects like Steve Miller would be complimenting an artist that I love and respect or something.
It's really fun. It's cool. Yeah.
Speaking of loving and respecting, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, you're going to have a chance to visit there anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Huh?
The free streaming service Pluto TV is launching a channel sometime this month. Mr. Rogers aired from 1968 to 2001.
That's a long run, man.
Man, that is impressive.
Jeez.
So there are plenty of episodes to fill the time. 9-12 includes specials, to be exact. It's going to have a little bit of a variety up there. But that is how cool. This is one of the bigger things going on right now, especially on YouTube, is the 24/7 thing.
Channel, yes.
If I am looking for something that I have nothing else on or and I need background noise at night, I just throw on Mystery Science Theater. Like, it's just easy now. Always playing.
Wait a minute. You're not studying it. You're not listening for every little nuance and joke, James. No, I'm insulted.
I get caught up in them, all right? I get caught up in them. I do want to take a moment as well to let the audience know about some other great things going on in their community, like Lunch by the River. Lunch by the River, one of our favorite events, is back. They kicked it off last week.
They did.
Had their first one. And boy, for their second one, they got some big names coming down. There's some big names coming down. We'll be there.
We will be there. Yeah.
Hey.
Join us 11:30 to 1 this Thursday over at Veterans Memorial Park in Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be a great event. We'll be there. Big shout out to our friends at Midstate as well, who are co-sponsoring the event with us. It's going to be a lot of fun, everybody. Join us down there for this great event. We'll have some good food, good time, and the LHS kids are going to be down there as entertainment. That's going to be fun.
Yep.
And as much as we love getting out there with this event, this is just one of many. We are looking forward to doing more and more of these kind of things, whether it is virtually or it is physically out there at events and being a part of things with all of you. We like hanging out with you. We like being a part of this community. But we also want to hear from you. We know that not everybody has the time to be able to email us or call into the show. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing some stuff. And we're going to keep doing things like this periodically. Where we are reaching out to you, the best listeners in radio. We are going to be doing this at Lunch by the River. And while we're at Lunch by the River, we're hopefully going to be able to collect some of your emails so that you can join us as a part of our virtual town hall.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a really fun thing
we're doing here, yeah. A lot of stuff in the works here that we get to, over the next couple of weeks, we get to be more and more, we talk more and more about over the air, but also meet us in person when we get a chance, like at Lunch by the River.
Yeah, come down and say hi. I think we're going to have some giveaways, right, guys?
I think
we are. Yeah, that's going to be great.
Always with the giveaways.
We're always trying to give put
free
stuff in here. Always trying to give you free stuff.
Everybody. That's right.
With this virtual town hall meeting, this is an opportunity for you to join. What you'll do is you send me your email address. And we'll have a link and we'll send that to you and you can join us through the link.
Yes.
I want to say a gigantic thank you to Jorge, to Sage, working with me on this one and helping this come together. I've emceed a lot of stuff. I've hosted a lot of things. I've never done anything like this before. So the logistics of it and we're
it's all new really stuff. Yeah.
And Sage has let me use his account. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Do not abuse this power.
I'll try not to. Got a bunch of my acting buddies joining me to do my Simpsons thing too.
Simpson bomb.
This is going to be, in all seriousness, I cannot tell you how much I'm thankful to Civic for this to be able to do something like this. This is what we're all about, everybody. And this isn't just us saying these things. Like literally, you fill the content of our shows.
Yes,
you are the news that we want to cover. You are what we are here to do. Central Wisconsin, we're here for you. We want to cover you. This is your station.
Yes,
being a part of these events is just going to help us, fine tune things and really get the details right of what you guys want us to cover and what you want to hear in contact wise.
Absolutely.
So get me your emails. You can do that by emailing me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. When you are at if you see us in person, you want to give it to us that way. And I mean by me, you can do that with. I don't want to speak for you guys. But you certainly can give it to us at the Lunch by the River.
The River, we'll take them there. Yep. Any way you want to get to us, we would love to invite you. Yep.
We'll talk more about this as the week goes on, but Lunch by the River goes on every Thursday, 11:30 to 1. Meet us over at Veterans Memorial Park this Thursday. We'll be down there. We'll be having some fun, everybody.
Please, weather. Please cooperate this year. Please. This
year. Please. Really would appreciate that.
Really would.
We don't have a tent yet.
Coming, though, I hope.
I do want to send a big thank you to Bria, my daughter Bria, and the great work that she has been doing. And we've got our podcast downloaded today. We didn't want to release one last week on Memorial Day. It didn't feel right.
That's thoughtful.
But we did. We have a new one for you this week. It's an exciting one, and I did not get to see the title. Bria comes up with these titles. Every once in a while, she'll flirt with me or whatever. Hey, what do you think of this? Or something like, I don't know. And she just picks out a good one every time. This week's episode number 43, Tell Them Papa Jay sent ya.
Oh, goodness.
I am red-faced. I am turning very red. That is pretty funny. It was a lot of fun. Be sure to check this one out, everybody. And thank you so much to everybody who has supported the pod. You can find out more. You can watch the pod, if you'd like, on the YouTube channel. Just type into there, What the Muppet, and subscribe and like the page. Rafters back in action tonight, everybody.
They are.
Got good baseball on your radio dial tonight. Be sure to join us for that. Rafters in action at 6:20. We are going to look. We are going to have a good one for you there. They're taking on Lakeshore as they continue on this series. Rafters were victorious yesterday versus Lakeshore. For those that didn't get to see, 7-5 victory over the Chinooks.
Nice,
nice job. Be sure to check out this game. Unless you're in the Lakeshore area, you can go ahead and check it out in the
ballpark, in person. Yeah, right.
But if you're not, we'll have that game right here for you. As we'll have every pitch, every hit, every win of Rafter baseball right here at WFHR. Find out more at northwoodsleague.com.
Right. And don't forget, if you are out of town, download the Civic Media app, because we do stream the Rafters games online. So make sure you check that out too.
Yeah. And you're going to want that app. You're going to want that app. Not only taking it with you and taking us with you wherever you go, but great promotions and things we have going on.
Yeah, Scotty Summer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a time out, check in with our partners, come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
The morning show on WFHR, it's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a new program in La Crosse trying to keep items out of dumpsters and put them to better use. Also a round of the good, the bad, and please let's not do this. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
As a warm front moves across the state today, showers and thunderstorms are firing up, dampening our day and keeping our highs to the mid-70s. Some storms could be strong, bringing heavy downpours, gusty winds, and some hail, too. Stay dry and stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We've got this AI-powered shopping cart story. We'll have to, I don't know if we're going to have time for that one. We'll save it for tomorrow, everybody. Right. We will get to that. But because I want to make sure that we have the time for to talk about the Pink Umbrella Theater Company.
Oh, yeah.
This was founded in 2018 as Milwaukee's first theater for artists with a wide range of disabilities.
Mm.
The organization holds censor-friendly plays throughout the year and holds classes for aspiring artists and performers.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, that was a great article that you sent us, James. It's just really cool.
Yeah, and that article that Seth mentions there, I do want to send a shout-out to Wisconsin Public Radio for the great reporting by Trevor Hook, who always does. It's really good reporting. Trevor's very good at what he does. So we're talking about this in part to celebrate the Pink Umbrella Theater Company and let people know about that. They've been around since 18. They're in Milwaukee. You're in that area. Be sure to check out their plays and support the work that they're doing. Also, though, very exciting, in April, the Ruth Foundation for the Arts announced that the Pink Umbrella will be receiving a $200,000 grant to be distributed over the course of 2 years.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is amazing.
The funding will be key to growing the company, said Pink Umbrella founder Kate Cummings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have said many, many times how Wisconsin has finished dead last in funding the arts in the union. And I go out of my way to mention that whenever I can. I cannot talk about those kind of things and not mention something like this that is groundbreaking and game-changing.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty darn cool.
And she started this theater, like, she just quit her job and started this theater.
Wow.
Yeah. And now they've been thriving ever since. They'll be secure for a little while, which is awesome.
That's great.
Ms. Cummings' story is fascinating and interesting alone to read the article and to find out more about this company. But the work that they're doing over there is so integral and so interesting.
It's fascinating.
To me. And I don't know if either of you have ever seen, and I've heard it described this way, so I'm only describing it this way because it is the way it has been told to me. But seeing a play with people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
It changes theater for you. It genuinely does. Like, I don't think that I'll ever see another show like the one that I saw with that. And for one, the creativity behind it and that was fascinating to me and so interesting. And so much of it, I didn't understand. I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know sign language that well. So I wasn't able to keep up with the play. I wasn't able to keep up with this part or that part. And the plot didn't make sense at certain places. And now I know what it's like. Now I know what it is. I know a little tiny taste of what it is like to be somebody like one of those people that were on stage for them sometimes when they're trying to take in a show. And immediately, because I already knew how important it was for the arts to have people with disabilities in them.
Right.
I didn't realize until that moment how important the art is for them and vice versa and everything. Like, it's important to take in these shows.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's, you know, you made a really interesting point there, James, about living, you know, that the taste of how it is for them living in a world that's not built for them, right? Which is what this is how they have to live, right? And that's why, you know, that things are difficult for them in a lot of ways because it's not built for them.
Yeah.
And they have to try to muddle through that way. The second point I thought of when I saw this is how amazing theater is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just talking Broadway. I'm not talking, you know, professionalism. I'm talking community theater, yeah. But theater like this.
Mm-hmm.
Theater they do in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And how life-changing that can be. Yeah. You know, inmates doing productions.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the... I'm not going to go overboard like the healing power of theater, but it's something that... It's hard to put into words.
Mm-hmm.
How much of an impact this kind of thing can have, this kind of theater can have on all kinds of populations.
And they write all of their own shows.
Which is amazing.
Theater.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
That is so cool.
The first one in Milwaukee that pays actors and artists who identify with a disability, and then they focus their work on that.
I mean.
So cool.
That incredibly.
This should be everywhere. This should be if we had our priorities straight.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that should be available to anybody.
And please understand that while we're raving and talking about all these things, these are also really, really good entertainers, really good shows. These are exciting and fun to take in and everything.
It's good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. If you can find the complete article and find out more about the organization by going to WPR.org, WPR.org. Again, a shout out to Trevor Hook and the nice reporting there. If you are curious and you can't find the article, just reach out to me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. I'll make sure to forward it to you. I wanted to get to some local stuff going on. Like, our zoo is open.
The zoo is now open, everybody. Summer is officially here now. See, for me, this is the official start of summer.
Yeah.
The Municipal Zoo, which is at 1911 Gaynor Avenue here in Rapids, it is open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., which means, of course, they're closed on Mondays. They want to remind everyone it's a smoke-free zone. Visitors 12 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Please do not harass the animals. That should go without saying, we apparently have to say it. Yes, and you can only food designated animals that say that you can feed them, that sort of thing, and no glass bottles and everything like that. But this is, like I said, if you have any questions or anything, talk to the Parks and Recreation Department. They're the ones who run it at 715-421-8240, and you can get more information there. But it's just down the road from us, everybody, on Gaynor Avenue.
New additions
and it's free! It's a free zoo.
And they did get some new additions, like you were saying, that Melissa, that are exciting. And lemurs. Lemurs.
Yes.
I mean, lemurs, people. They're awesome. They're awesome. Go check them out. And when you get a chance, say hi to the staff for us and thank them.
Yes. Because
they get some really amazing people over there. It's pretty cool. We have a zoo in our town.
We do.
Go check that
it's
out.
It's very cool.
A five-year-old foster kid in New York named Ezra has been waiting for a liver transplant. Now he's got a donor after his former preschool teacher stepped up.
Wow.
Her name is Carissa Fisher. She got tested but didn't tell his foster parents until she found out she was a perfect match. She showed up at the door last week, and it's on video. The surgery is set for later in the summer.
All right.
Oh, man.
What a great story.
That's awesome.
Lovely.
I mean, so much stands out in that story. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a couple in Orlando was planning to get married last month right before the first baby was due. But, of course, you know what happened. Their son came early.
Of course.
33 weeks.
Of course.
So the nursing staff found a chaplain last second, made a veil out of gauze, and held a wedding right there in the hospital.
How about that?
Oh, cute.
Their son, Reggie, was born 3 hours later.
Nurses are amazing.
They are, aren't they?
Nurses are amazing. Ugh. Amazing. Teachers, nurses, two different shout-outs here. Our foster families out there, fostering people, a shout-out to them as well. And I cannot wait to tell my mom and dad this story. hey, look at how quickly they pulled that off, you guys. I can't wait. That's an awesome one. Awesome show, you two. Thank you so much for the great show today.
Good stuff, man.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later. All right, here at